A super celebration in Los Angeles. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Late into the night after the Rams won the Super Bowl, though some got out of hand.
Police calling for the crowd to disperse after reports of unruly behavior. One video showing looters ransacking a jewelry store. As fireworks sounded throughout the night.
Fox's Todd Pyro. As for the game itself. Cooper Kupp's second TD catch of the game late in the fourth quarter ended up being the winning score as the LA defense stuffed Cincinnati in the final minute. And the Rams beat the Bengals 23-20 on NBC Sports. There's an update this morning on a Russian figure skater mired in a drug test controversy. Fox's Simon Owen has it live.
Dave, Kamila Valieva has been cleared to carry on competing at the Winter Olympics. Even after it emerged, the 15-year-old had failed a drugs test in December. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has ruled there are exceptional circumstances. Its Director General, Mathieu Reeb.
The athlete is under 16 and is a protected person under the World Anti-Doping Code.
It means Valieva can compete in the singles figure skating beginning tomorrow, but her doping case is still under investigation, and medal ceremonies are on hold. Dave?
Simon, three more Olympic medals for Team USA, gold and silver in women's bobsled, bronze in ice dancing. The Americans have 15 medals in Beijing, seven of them gold, six behind the leader Norway. Germany's chancellor's in Ukraine today and will go to Moscow tomorrow in the ongoing attempt to prevent a Russian invasion.
Yesterday, President Biden spoke with Ukrainian President Zelensky, and according to the White House, quote, the two leaders agreed upon the importance of continuing to pursue diplomacy and deterrence in response to Russia's military buildup on Ukraine's borders. U.S. officials believe Russia has now amassed 130,000 troops on Ukraine's borders.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Congressional leaders will get a briefing from the Biden administration this morning on the Ukraine situation as they keep considering Russian sanctions.
Congress has been working on a sanctions bill against Russia for several weeks. Speaking on ABC's This Week on Sunday, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina advocated passing a harsh measure immediately.
Pre-invasion with a waiver, post-invasion sanctions that would destroy the ruble and cripple the Russian economy.
On that same program, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi agreed, saying,
if we were not threatening the sanctions and the rest, it would guarantee that Putin would invade.
U.S. officials warn an invasion could take place at any time and that any Americans in Ukraine need to get out. Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
If you watched the Super Bowl, you might have seen a commercial for avocados from Mexico, but there was no mention of this.
In an abrupt move, the U.S. government suspended imports of Mexican avocados, saying a U.S. plant safety inspector in Mexico received a threat. The surprise suspension happening on the eve of the Super Bowl, one of the best and busiest times for Mexican avocado growers. Because the U.S. also grows avocados, U.S. inspectors work in Mexico to ensure exported product is free from disease, which could hurt U.S. crops. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
As inflation surges, energy prices lead the way. Gas has risen to an eight-year high.
In the past 3 weeks, the average gasoline price is up 15 cents a gallon to $3.55. And diesel fuel even more so, up 21 cents to $3.91.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg surveys stations nationwide. So does AAA. It's average for regular about 6 cents less than hers at $3.49 a gallon. On Wall Street, a sell-off may be in store. Stock futures are falling big, which could add to last week's selling as markets also drop big overseas between 2 and 3%. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.